New figures from the National Venture Capital Association show about $260 million in statewide investment in 2013, an increase of about $80 million from 2012. That's the good news. The bad news is it's still only about half what North Carolina was drawing in 2007 and 2008. Patrick Vernon is the executive director of UNC Chapel Hill's Center for Entrepreneurial Studies. He says to some degree, it's to be expected.
We are a small market, so we necessarily are kind of at the fringes. I think we're always going to be lagging. We're just as quick to take the fall and a little less quick to recover as any, you know, smaller market is going to do.
Nationwide, venture capital investment has almost recovered to pre-recession levels, which means North Carolina has a smaller piece of the pie. In 2008, the state was pulling in about one out of every 60 venture capital dollars. In 2013, it's one out of every 130. Another reason for that drop may be North Carolina's life sciences sector. That's biotechnology, pharmaceuticals, medical devices, and so forth. Traditionally, they've seen roughly half the state's venture capital investment. But that funding has fallen nationwide by about a third from 2008 to 2012, according to the NVCA. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.